Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth, State Institutes of Further Education, Class E3. End of Year Examinations, May 2026. Part 1 Listening, Exercise 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. Question 1. What hobby does Mark like the most?
What do you usually do in your free time, Mark?
Well, I tried gardening, but I am not really good with plants. I also play chess sometimes, but what I really enjoy is taking pictures.
With a camera?
Yes, I love photography, especially nature photos.
Question 2. What is the news report about?
Did you hear the news this morning?
No. What was it about?
It wasn't about a power plant or a landfill site. They were talking about tomorrow's weather.
Oh, really?
Yes, the weather forecast says it will be very windy.
Question 3. What kind of food does Anna prefer?
Do you like this soup, Anna?
It's nice, but I don't really like creamy food.
Do you prefer spicy or juicy food then?
Juicy food. I really like fresh fruits and juices.
Question 4. What building are they talking about?
Look at that building. It's so tall.
Yes, it's much higher than the old houses nearby.
It doesn't look like a castle or a small cottage.
No, it's a modern skyscraper in the city centre.
Question 5. What job does Paul want to do?
So, Paul, what do you want to be in the future?
I don't think I'd like to work as a secretary in an office.
What about engineering?
I prefer designing buildings, so I want to be an architect.
Now listen to exercise 1 again. Question 1. What hobby does Mark like the most?
What do you usually do in your free time, Mark?
Well, I tried gardening, but I am not really good with plants. I also play chess sometimes, but what I really enjoy is taking pictures.
With a camera?
Yes, I love photography, especially nature photos.
Question 2. What is the news report about?
Did you hear the news this morning?
No. What was it about?
It wasn't about a power plant or a landfill site. They were talking about tomorrow's weather.
Oh, really?
Yes, the weather forecast says it will be very windy.
Question 3. What kind of food does Anna prefer?
Do you like this soup, Anna?
It's nice, but I don't really like creamy food.
Do you prefer spicy or juicy food then?
Juicy food. I really like fresh fruits and juices.
Question 4. What building are they talking about?
Look at that building. It's so tall.
Yes, it's much higher than the old houses nearby.
It doesn't look like a castle or a small cottage.
No, it's a modern skyscraper in the city centre.
Question 5. What job does Paul want to do?
So, Paul, what do you want to be in the future?
I don't think I'd like to work as a secretary in an office.
What about engineering?
I prefer designing buildings, so I want to be an architect.
That is the end of exercise one. Now look at the instructions for exercise two. Exercise two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word or a number. You will hear a speaker talking to students about a workshop.
Hello, everyone. My name is Frederick, and I'd like to tell you about a new workshop called Dreaming Big. The speaker of the workshop is Jennifer Martinez, and the topic is working hard to achieve your dreams. The workshop starts at 9 a.m. and finishes at 1 p.m., so it lasts 4 hours. The main focus of the workshop is choosing the right career for your future. Jennifer explains how important it is to think carefully about your interests and skills. She also gives some important advice about how to achieve your dreams without much effort. First of all, you should get proper qualifications through education and training. She also says that you should always be professional in your work, even when things are difficult. Finally, she reminds everyone that today's job market is very competitive, so working hard is essential. The next workshop will take place on March 15th. You shouldn't forget to register in advance. If you want more information, you can contact success@workshops.com. Does anyone have any questions?
Now listen to exercise two again.
Hello, everyone. My name is Frederick, and I'd like to tell you about a new workshop called Dreaming Big. The speaker of the workshop is Jennifer Martinez, and the topic is working hard to achieve your dreams. The workshop starts at 9 a.m. and finishes at 1 p.m., so it lasts 4 hours. The main focus of the workshop is choosing the right career for your future. Jennifer explains how important it is to think carefully about your interests and skills. She also gives some important advice about how to achieve your dreams without much effort. First of all, you should get proper qualifications through education and training. She also says that you should always be professional in your work, even when things are difficult. Finally, she reminds everyone that today's job market is very competitive, so working hard is essential. The next workshop will take place on March 15th. You shouldn't forget to register in advance. If you want more information, you can contact success@workshops.com. Does anyone have any questions?
That is the end of exercise two. Now look at the instructions for exercise three. Exercise three. You will hear an interview with a man called David talking about environmental protection. For each question, choose the correct answer.
Hi, everyone. Today we have David with us. He works for an environmental organization, and he's going to tell us about protecting our wonderful world. So, David, what's your main focus?
Well, I work on various environmental projects. We're trying to educate people about climate change and how we can all make a difference.
What are some of the biggest challenges we face today?
Global warming is definitely our biggest concern. We also need to protect endangered species before it's too late. Every weather forecast now shows extreme temperatures, which proves how serious the situation is.
What can ordinary people do to help?
There are many simple things. First, we need to focus on clean energy instead of fossil fuels. People should also learn to recycle properly and use reusable bags when shopping. One major problem is food waste. We throw away tons of food every day.
How do you stay positive about the environment?
I believe that if we all work together, we can slow down climate change. Young people especially understand that we need to act now to save our planet for future generations.
That's inspiring. Thanks for being here with us, David.
Now listen to exercise 3 again.
Hi everyone, today we have David with us. He works for an environmental organization and he's going to tell us about protecting our wonderful world. So David, what's your main focus?
Well, I work on various environmental projects. We're trying to educate people about climate change and how we can all make a difference.
What are some of the biggest challenges we face today?
Global warming is definitely our biggest concern. We also need to protect endangered species before it's too late. Every weather forecast now shows extreme temperatures, which proves how serious the situation is.
What can ordinary people do to help?
There are many simple things. First, we need to focus on clean energy instead of fossil fuels. People should also learn to recycle properly and use reusable bags when shopping. One major problem is food waste. We throw away tons of food every day.
How do you stay positive about the environment?
I believe that if we all work together, we can slow down climate change. Young people especially understand that we need to act now to save our planet for future generations.
That's inspiring. Thanks for being here with us, David.
That is the end of exercise 3. Now look at the instructions for exercise 4. Exercise 4. You will hear two students talking about their school project on local places. What will each person work on? For each question, choose the correct answer. There are two extra letters.
Hello, Anna. How's your project going?
Hi, Mike. It's going well. We're working on a presentation about interesting places in our town.
That sounds great. What are you focusing on, Anna?
I'm researching all the local supermarkets and how they serve the community.
Interesting choice.
Peter wanted to write about crowded squares, but the teacher said that the topic was too difficult. So, he's studying the peaceful forest outside town instead.
Oh, I see.
Maria is working on spectacular buildings in the city centre this year.
What about James? He loves history, doesn't he?
Yes, but he's creating a presentation about traditional restaurants and their cultural importance.
Is Sophie helping too?
She's comparing scary castles in our region and their historical significance.
Excellent. Everyone has chosen an interesting topic.
What about you, Mike? What have you been working on?
I've been studying the quiet neighborhood where our school is located and how it's changed over the years.
That's a great idea. Good luck with your research.
Thank you. Let me know if you need any help.
Now listen to exercise 4 again.
Hello, Anna. How's your project going?
Hi, Mike. It's going well. We're working on a presentation about interesting places in our town.
That sounds great. What are you focusing on, Anna?
I'm researching all the local supermarkets and how they serve the community.
Interesting choice.
Peter wanted to write about crowded squares, but the teacher said that the topic was too difficult. So, he's studying the peaceful forest outside town instead.
Oh, I see.
Maria is working on spectacular buildings in the city centre this year.
What about James? He loves history, doesn't he?
Yes, but he's creating a presentation about traditional restaurants and their cultural importance.
Is Sophie helping too?
She's comparing scary castles in our region and their historical significance.
Excellent. Everyone has chosen an interesting topic.
What about you, Mike? What have you been working on?
I've been studying the quiet neighborhood where our school is located and how it's changed over the years.
That's a great idea. Good luck with your research.
Thank you. Let me know if you need any help.
That is the end of exercise 4. You have 1 minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening exam.